And now this is a dictation for Jack. J-A-C-K Tenant, T-E-N-N-A-N-T, January 22nd, 40. Address as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, consultation for Mr. Tenant with progressive kidney disease, comes accompanied with wife Carol, C-A-R-O-L. He was not aware of kidney problems. He mentioned his weight and appetite is stable. He eats three small, moderate-sized meals a day. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, isolated diarrhea, for the most part, normal stools without any bleeding. Denies abdominal discomfort or esophageal reflux. He admits decreased urine flow, but good volume. There is chronic nocturnal incontinence. He wears Depends. He still has his prostate. He denies any kidney stones. No infection bleeding. No major edema. No gross claudication symptoms, although mobility is acceptable. Has chronic back pain with prior back surgery. Compromise weakness, cause weakness of right lower extremity and pain that has slowly improved over time. Surgery was done first time 1995, second time 2004. Has been taking long-standing Norco and gabapentin for a period of time, was on anti-inflammatory agents, but according to wife, discontinued more than 15, 20 years ago. Denies chest pain palpitations, denies pacemaker, denies the use of oxygen CPAP machine, denies orthopnea PND, no major dyspnea, no purulent material hemaptysis, no major upper respiratory symptoms, has bruises of the skin, no bleeding, nose, gums, headaches, no skin rash, is hard of hearing, no changes on eyesight, no pruritus. Next paragraph, his past medical history, coronary artery disease, with a prior four vessel bypass surgery in 1990s, one or two stents 2021, follows with cardiology Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. He has aortic valve disease, but has not required any surgery. He is not aware of congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no arrhythmia or pacemaker, no TIAs or stroke, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. He's not aware of active peripheral vascular disease, denies anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease, denies kidney stones, no recent pneumonia, denies gout, does have shoulder arthritis, pain clinic, as well as Dr. Ware, W-A-R-E, but he is not a candidate for surgery, also diabetes at least 30 years or longer, is not aware of retinopathy or neuropathy. Next paragraph, surgeries including the four vessel bypass, one two stents, and nerve stimulator way back in 2007, not active anymore, bilateral length implant, left-sided carotid endarterectomy, prior laminectomy, times two on the lower extremity, vasectomy, a number of colonoscopies. Next paragraph, allergy to fentanyl, morphine, oxycodone. Next paragraph, medications. Includes Entresto, Metformin, Glipizide, Lasix, Lipitor, Metoprolol, Flomax, Miralax, Norco, Gabapentin. Next paragraph, never smoke. Used to drink beer, discontinued more than 40 years ago. Next paragraph, has two sons, 65, 64, healthy. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 128, 64 inches tall. Blood pressure, left-sided 160 over 70, right-sided 140 over 70, large calf sitting position. Looks frail, elderly, nice, cooperative, bilateral length implant, wears glasses, has his own teeth, sun flashing on the face, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, left-sided carotid endarterectomy, low bruit on the right neck, no palpable thyroid, does have JVD, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion, has an aortic systolic murmur, no evidence of arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no palpable liver spleen, no gross ascites, no gross abdominal bruits, strong popliteal pulses, decreased dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill, one plus edema, stasis changes, cold feet, there is prior back surgery, he works with a limp, uses canes, he still was able to get in and out of the stretcher, minimal difficulty, hard of hearing, normal speech, has a prior fracture with a healing displaced on the right wrist with angulation. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, few days ago, creatinine 1.88, recently running in the 2 to 2.2, present GFR represents 35 stage 3B, previously around 28 stage 4, potassium elevated around 5.3, recently 6, a normal sodium, normal acid base, normal calcium. Recent urine analysis, 3 plus glucose, excuse me, normal, no glucose, no blood, no protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. He has anemia 11.5 with a normal white blood cell platelets. There has been elevated bilirubin 2.5, minor increase ALT, other liver function tests not elevated. This needs to be rechecked. Recent testing for influenza A, B, coronavirus, RSV was negative, cultures negative. There is a recent echo, April, ejection fraction normal at 50%, does have calcification aortic valve with moderate stenosis, enlargement of atria, mitral regurgitation, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. There is also recent CT scan chest, abdomen, and pelvis. This is without contrast, April. Normal liver, spleen, pancreas, kidneys reported as normal size. They didn't tell us the actual number without evidence of obstruction. Question an isolated stone on the right side, again without obstruction, no reported urinary retention. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. TKD stage 3 to 4 without evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Most recent urine sample, no activity for blood, protein, or cells. He does not have symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, or volume overload. There has been anemia that needs further workup without evidence of external bleeding. He is not taking anticoagulation. Prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents that also has been discontinued. Apparently long time ago, although record shows that he might have been still taking it. Recent potassium and metabolic acidosis that has resolved, probably of the anti-inflammatory agents. There is also a component of congestive heart failure. But no evidence of decompensation, has preserved ejection fraction. You mentioned in your notes a history of prostate cancer, but patient and wife denies. Chemistries are going to be followed over time. We are going to repeat liver testing because of the elevated bilirubin transaminases. We are going to do iron studies, B12 folic acid. For completeness, I'm doing monoclonal protein, given his anemia, age, and advanced renal failure with negative urine analysis. My physical findings show suspicions of extensive atherosclerosis based on his prior coronary artery procedures, carotid procedures, and physical findings of poor pulses on lower extremities. My suspicions will be for hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Unfortunately, CAT scan usually do not report size of the kidneys, but this is high in the differential diagnosis. All issues discussed at length with the patient and wife. We will update also PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Further to follow, depending on results, end of dictation.